All right, and welcome back, friends, to Chat with AP. I am your host, Amanda Pierce. Today's focus, Kingdom Impact. Let's begin. Walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Ephesians 4. So today is very special because I have a dear friend of mine who I get the opportunity to spend at least 4 hours a month with. And I feel very fortunate for that because we were just talking about how scheduling and time is. And the fact that I get to sit down with you in an intimate setting once a month and share our hearts and also share in fellowship is absolutely a joy. So it's with great pleasure that I welcome my friend, Joanne Holtz. She's actually a doctor. And she's a very humble woman at that. She's the founder and CEO of Kingdom Impact Consulting. Welcome, Joanne.
Thank you. It's great to be with you, Amanda. And I love you too. I love the 4 hours we get. I love the conversations, the ideas. I love all of that.
But you and I had met very briefly, and you shared something with me that kind of put perspective to a place that I was at in my life, and it changed my life forever. And I'll share with you, it was the reference of the eagle stirring the nest. It was about a year ago, and I kind of just rattled off some things that I was experiencing. And it was so evident to you what was occurring because of your wisdom and your experience. So maybe you can share with our listeners a little bit of your background so that they have an understanding of where your understanding of the Lord and your rich enthusiasm for Christ comes from.
Oh, wow, those are days worth of conversations, aren't they? So we'll try to pare it down. I mean, I've been a Christian since I've been 14 years old. And I grew up in a rich heritage of knowing the Bible and knowing God, all of that. And so early on, the Lord called me. But the truth of the matter is, Amanda, God places a call on our life, and then we go through the crucible. So we think calling to the top of the tier, but you never go from calling to the top without going through the crucible. And so I had probably 30 years of experience in different ways, relationally, corporately, ecclesiastically, just many, many, many different opportunities that were given to me that were excellent opportunities, but they were also formational. So where I am at this stage in my life is I'm able to give back to people like yourself at your stage of life, not looking back and saying that yours is exactly like mine, but knowing that this is God at work in you for your own unique formation and your own unique calling, your unique investments and contributions that will be made. So I have studied really the various streams around what makes me a coach today. And I say coach because you have the answer inside yourself. And what I tell you, you might appreciate, but what you discover, you're going to remember. So I'm only adding information and fodder to your thinking. I'm not telling you what you need to do. And a good coach offers, some information, some things to think about, but you always leave the ball in the person's court. People don't want to be instructed and told what to do. They want to be able to make their own decisions. And so now we're talking about decision making in a specific realm. This isn't just corporate stuff. This isn't just generalized decision making. This is how do I live as a disciple of Jesus? So the people I coach are generally people who are already on the road and find themselves in transitions and don't know what to do with it. And where is God at this point in my life? And has he forgotten me? Because here's the other reality. We bring our past right into the present. And what is not transformed is transmitted. Ooh. So God is in the process of making something evident to you and then giving you the opportunity to do with that what is going to be transformational, not just for you, but for those who are in contact with you, however that is. I am Joanne Holtz, and this is Chat with AP.
Now, I realize, because I'm just so excited to be here with you and share that revelation, that our listeners have no back history about your expertise, sharing that you are a doctor and you own and operate Kingdom Impact Coaching. So give our listeners an idea of how you help your clients through the Kingdom Impact.
Kingdom Impact Coaching. I do not diagnose, and coaching, again, leaves all of the results, all of the choices to the person. So it's not prescriptive. We are back and forth in a conversation. So you asked me again.
How you started Kingdom Impact Coaching.
Okay. For 35 years, I was in, quote, professional ministry. Okay. I was part of a seminary and taught there. I had congregations that I was pastor over with my husband. I was on administrative headquarters that oversaw field units. I was second in command in Texas. So I actually had varied and wonderful opportunities as I was coming up the ladder. Then I married my husband. Both of us were widowed. It was completely a shock. I never expected somebody outside of professional ministry. I always thought the Lord would bring a person where we would be doing what I understood, quote, as professional ministry. But God had his purposes in that. So I was outside, or maybe I should say, on the inside edge of a very large denomination, okay? And the inside edge, when you're not right in the center, gives you another whole perspective that I think God was training me in those years. So for 11 years, I ran a school for leadership development. And I was doing there what I'm talking to you about. I made curriculum, wrote curriculum, did coaching, trained coaches. I mean, I was doing all of the things, but always with the eye towards everything we do. One, needs to glorify Jesus, and two, needs to bring leaders closer to Jesus, because there's so much mission drift in today's world. So what's going to bring us back to center so that we're actually living and training biblically? That's my heart. So I did that for 11 years, and the School for Leadership went in a different direction, and I didn't know then what was I supposed to do. God, what do you want now? So for 18 months, I literally struggled with that question. That's a transition period for me. So when you're in transition, when I talk to you about the eagle, that wasn't the first time I'd been in transition, but it was the most recent time. And I could see in you what I'd already experienced. That's why it's not so difficult, because I'd been there. Nobody understands the uniqueness of everybody's experience, but there are general principles around it. And what I understood was God put his arms underneath me. He wasn't going to let this eaglet fall to the ground. He was helping me. And so when I saw that, heard that from you, it was just God prompting me to say, you know, you've been there, share. Mm. So, okay, so back to how I got to what I'm doing today. Mm. All right, so for 18 months, I struggled with the question, and I had a really good friend who has a prophetic anointing, and said to me, Joanne, three times in my spirit when I was praying for you, the Lord just said, you're going to have your own business. And I laughed, like Sarah. I laughed. I'm like, first of all, do you know how old I am? Second of all, I've always been under a corporate umbrella. I've never been out on my own. I've never started anything like that. And even while I'm entrepreneurial in my thinking within, I was not entrepreneurial in my thinking for myself. Which is kind of interesting, but there you go. So I said, okay, I'm not going to say you're wrong, but I am going to say I don't think so. And I let it go until one day I got a call from a woman that I had known 15 years before that in London, England.
Wow.
When I was going to a leadership school there. And she called me and said, hey, I understand that you're a coach and we're looking for executive coaches for our leaders. And I'm thinking, how in the world did she know anything about me? We are not only removed by 15 years, but we're removed by 1,500 miles, right? So what? How do you know? Who's keeping up? Who are you talking to? I never did find out the answer to that question, but the second person was in my cohort in London, and I hadn't seen her for 15 years. So I'm like, okay, Lord, that's odd. And I told her, yes, I can do executive coaching. So then I had to form the business, right? So that's really, that was the impetus. At that point, I had to decide all the things. And my head was spinning when I got this call. And I said to my husband, we happened to be out that day. And I said, okay, we're going to lunch. I need to talk to you about this. And I need to get, you know, I need to settle down and get some direction, because you can hear it in my voice now. What you're hearing now is what I was experiencing.
Excitement.
Then it's like, God, what are you up to? What is this about? This is not anything that was on my radar. And so we went to lunch and he said, yes, of course, you need to start your own business. I said, you just want me to be happy. You don't know. So he said, well, I want to go to Barnes & Noble. Good. You go to Barnes & Noble and look at the books. I'm going to go to Barnes & Noble and have a cup of coffee and just pull in, because my head is swimming from all of this. I sat down and I said, I'm going to call my brother, who is the voice of reason. I got him on the phone. And while I was on the phone with him, now you can see this little room we're in is circular, and so was the Barnes & Noble Starbucks that I went to. Mm-hmm. I could see 360. And this lady came up beside me when I said to my brother, I think God wants me to be a coach. And she said, you need to do that. I turned to her and she said, yeah, she said, I'm a coach. I said, okay. And she said, no, I'm a Christian coach. And what I realized was the Lord was right there confirming what he had put into motion. And sometimes things happen slowly, but sometimes God just makes it a whirlwind, you know, and that's what it was for me. And I said to my brother, did you hear that? He said, yes, and don't let starting your own business be overwhelming to you. It's not that big a deal. And I'm like, no, it's not that big a deal to you, but I've never done it, you know. So anyways, it was from that day I called my daughter and I said, okay, we're coming over for dinner tonight. Okay, are you all right? Yes, we're fine. Okay, I hung up and I called her back and I said, by the way, I'll bring the pizza. I'm not looking for your food. I said, these are things I don't know how to do. How do you start? And she had already started one. I don't know how to start a business. I don't know websites. I don't know all this stuff. You know, I've always had people who've taken care of that for me. So we sat down, and by the time I left her house, we had the name, we had the website, we had all the things except a bank account. I couldn't believe it. In 2 hours' time.
2 hours.
She was fabulous. And I started, and I haven't stopped. Since then, I've written a leadership certificate for leaders. I've gotten several modules together that I can train in and do train in. And then follow up with the coaching one-on-one, because coaching bookends our learning. When you learn a new concept, somebody's teaching you something, you want not just the information, but you want the transformation and the implementation of it. Mm. And that doesn't happen just by reading for the most part, or just by a quick conversation. There are things that need to be removed and things that need to be implanted so that you can actually walk out what you're learning.
Yeah.
And that's what coaching does.
I have so many things that I want to tackle about your story. But first of all, congratulations. That's so exciting to receive the call and to answer it, mm-hmm. and to now have it put in motion.
Yeah,
because you're rocking and rolling. You have clients, you have collateral, mm-hmm. you know, the vision is clear and your heart is most certainly in it. And that's not something that everybody can say, that they have something that they enjoy doing as well as feeling called to do so. You know, the call that you answered was a great one. And you referenced a couple of confirming instances, and you referenced, you know, kind of your feeling of overwhelm. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to talk through that with you, if I may. I think that would be valuable to our listeners, as we can all kind of probably think about a time where we were starting something new and we were feeling a little unease. Receiving the call from the Lord for your business. Tell me what that was like.
It actually happened years before, when I was part of the administration and we did reviews of the people on the field. And at that point, we were using a numerical system, like 1 to 9 or something like this, in various categories. I looked at the review system and I thought, this, to be honest with you, this is meaningless, because you have people who are only 5 years out doing ministry, and you have people 20 years out doing ministry. And if I give you a 5 as a 5-year minister and a 5 as a 20-year minister, that's a definite gap.
Right. The 20-year minister should be higher on the scale.
Absolutely. Or you understand that this is an arena of the categories that maybe they've maximized, right? Mm-hmm. So that's information, but nothing like that is ever explained. It's just, you become a number. And so I said to the leader over me, I said, I really think if we could ask the people what they need to increase effectiveness and impact in ministry, they're going to say to us what we've written down in terms of numbers, but we can offer them coaching to take them from, say, a 3 to a 5 or a 5 to a 7, or to say, this area of your life isn't where you want to give the most of your time, because this is not how you're wired, right? You have to do some things. You have to be adequate at some things. But where are you gifted? That's where you want to really employ your time, your efforts, your thinking, your energies, all of that. So he was a good leader and allowed me to do that. So we took 3 men and brought them in. And I'm telling you, to the T, they said the very same things we did, which says to me, people know themselves. You're not giving them anything that they don't already recognize, but they don't feel comfortable saying it, because, quote, they're being judged rather than being helped. So we started there, and then I got moved within the year, which is a typical thing to happen. But I got moved to something that needed to be started. There was a new endeavor for spiritual formation for our whole denomination. I went, okay, this is my heart. Thank you, Lord. So I got there, and I was praying, and prayed about this for 6 months, because you can't just come in to something new and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. You really, what does the Lord see? What do you want done? So he led me to coaching. And I had a friend who did coaching, and we talked about it. We collaborated, and we started what continues today for those who are in ministry. They have the opportunity to be coached. So coaching has been part of my thinking since mid-90s, and that's part of your call. If you think about your own, you reflect on your own experiences, the things that you've been able to be involved in, the things you want to be involved in that make you, they wake you up in the morning and they keep you up at night, those kinds of things, what are those? Those are the things you want to pay attention to, and that's what I began to pay attention to. And then I began to be educated around that. So during that time, I went for my master's degree, and I did do it in counseling, but not because I wanted to hang a shingle. I did it in counseling so I could kind of screen out normal and abnormal, because you can't coach what really a person who definitely needs to be counseled, right? You don't want to get into that. But you can coach people who are struggling and might seem like they need counseling, but they just need direction, guidance, and that kind of stuff. So I did my master's degree in counseling, finished that up, had set this department up for spiritual formation and coaching. And like I said, that continues to this day. Then I went out to Texas, and that was a completely administrative job if I allowed it to be. But see, that's not where my heart is. Now, I had to do the administration. I enjoyed it. I did what I needed to do. But I always had groups of people that I was pouring into. So I did that. I found my groups, poured into them. They were pouring into me, by the way. It's reciprocal.
Yes.
Right? There's just no one way. No one person has all the answers. So, and that's God putting us together. You have to trust that, too, that God's putting you together. And then I got married, and I've already told you that part of the story. I didn't know what I was going to do, didn't know what I should do. Transition time, but the Lord led all the way. Now, I could have never seen this for myself. So part of it is walking out. Part of it, well, the whole of it is intimacy and being willing to be led. And Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, right? So when you have a scripture that kind of bolts out at you, pay attention to that. He's speaking. When he has people like that woman who came up to the table, pay attention. If it's in the context of what you're struggling with, looking for answers for, that kind of thing. And you knew that it was the Lord's voice that said something to you about the eaglet. So yes. You're hearing him. There are various ways, through people, through his word, through the Spirit speaking directly. There are many ways he speaks to us, but it's always going to be in the context of what we're working through, growing into, all of that kind of stuff. Always like that.
Going along with the confirming and what you mentioned about how the Lord will just kind of pop, that scripture will pop out at you. Since you made that reference to the eagle stirring his nest, which I had no understanding of to begin with. I never really knew what the eagle mamas did to their babies until you told me. But since then, I had come across many, many verses that reference the strength of eagles, which I'm sure I'd read in the past, but eagle never stood out to me. Mm-hmm. So just as
like
you
Isaiah
mentioned,
40.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it just was. So I saw, you know, reference to the eagle in more shapes, more ways than one after you mentioned that to me. And that was confirmation for me. Mm-hmm. You are definitely wired to be a nurturer and to be somebody that speaks life into others. And thank you for sharing about your personal call to coaching. Joanne, I have enjoyed our conversation tremendously. Thank you for sharing your time, treasure, and talents with me and our listeners. You can outsource or delegate everything but your own transformation. So if you're curious or feel called, connect with Joanne at kingdomimpactcoaching.org. And you know you guys can always connect with me at amandapierch.com. And until next time, keep creating for God's glory.